CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
On June 20th, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CSIS, issued a rare public warning that the People's Republic of China, PRC, intelligence service is targeting and recruiting Canadian citizens to supply information to Beijing.
加拿大情报局警告国民不要成为中共情报目标。6月20号，加拿大情报局及 CSIS 在推特上连续发表推文，警告加拿大公民，中共情报机构在招募加拿大人向北京提供情报。
In a Twitter thread, CSIS explained step by step how targets inside and outside of China are approached and cultivated online by proxies of the PRC's intelligence services.
通过一系列推文 ,CSIS 详细解释了中共情报机构的代理人如何在中国境内外接触和培养目标人物。
They identify people who are actively looking for jobs in strategic sectors or who have high-value credentials, CSIS said.
CSIS 表示，中共情报机构的代理人会识别那些积极寻找战略部门工作的人或拥有高价值证书的人。
According to CSIS, through a network of Chinese intelligence proxies, posing as human resource workers or job recruiters, Canadians are first approached on social media platforms such as LinkedIn, where the conversation is then moved to WeChat or WhatsApp, email or other secondary platform at the earliest opportunity.
这些代理人接触目标的方式是伪装成人力资源招聘人员或安全顾问等身份，首先通过领英等社交平台与目标人物建立联系，然后联系会尽快转移到二级平台，例如微信、WhatsApp 或电子邮件。
CSIS said the target will then be asked to write reports for consultants in exchange for payment and later meet in person or virtually with the client allegedly receiving the reports.
CSIS 说，目标人物接下来会被要求为顾问写报告以换取报酬，随后与据称收到报告的客户进行面谈或虚拟会面。
Both the consultant and the client are in fact Chinese intelligence officers, CSIS said. These new recruits start receiving payments in exchange for confidential privileged information that is of interest to the PRC.
CSIS 说，顾问和客户实际上都是中方情报人员，这些新招募的人员通过撰写包含中国感兴趣的机密特有信息报告来获得报酬。
Spy agencies in the West have accused the Chinese regime of recruiting their citizens as informants, although the Chinese regime has denied the allegations. In 2017, Germany's domestic intelligence agency alleged that Chinese intelligence used LinkedIn to target at least 10,000 Germans, possibly to recruit them as informants. The agency's head, Hans-Georg Maaßen, then told the BBC, this is a broad-based attempt to infiltrate, in particular, parliaments, ministries, and government agencies.
西方的间谍机构近年来指控中共招募西方国家的公民做间谍，尽管中共否认了这些指控。2017年，德国宪法保卫局曝光了一批由中共特工假扮的社交媒体账号，他们在领英等平台积极收集个人信息，并大规模招募德国线人， 据统计，有超过10,000名的德国用户与这些虚假用户有联系。德国宪法保卫局负责人马胜对英国广播公司表示，这是一次针对议会、政府部门的大范围渗透。
In 2018, the U.S. intelligence officials told Reuters that China's Ministry of State Security has co-optees, individuals who are not employed by intelligence agencies, but work with them, set up fake accounts to approach potential recruits. The officials said that Chinese intelligence used bribery or phony business propositions in its recruitment efforts.They said the targets include experts in fields such as supercomputing, nuclear energy, nanotechnology, semiconductors, stealth technology, healthcare, hybrid grains, seeds, and green energy.
2018年，美国情报官员告诉路透社，中共国家安全部让合作者即没有受雇于情报机构但与之合作的个人设立虚假账户。以接近潜在的新招募目标，这些官员说，中国情报部门在招募工作中使用贿赂或虚假的商业建议。美国情报官员还透露，涉猎目标包括超级计算、核能、纳米技术、半导体、隐身技术、医疗保健、混合谷物、种子和绿色能源等领域的专家。
In 2019, former CIA officer Kevin Mallory was sentenced to 20 years in prison for espionage after being contacted by a Chinese headhunter on LinkedIn. The interaction set off a chain of events that ultimately led to Mallory providing the Chinese with classified documents in exchange for thousands of dollars.
2019年，前中情局官员凯文·马洛里在领英上被一名中共猎头联系后，因间谍罪被判处20年监禁。猎头与马洛里的互动引发了一连串事件，最终导致马洛里向中共提供军事机密，以获得数千美元的报酬。
In 2021, British National Protective Security Authority.Launched the Think Before You Link campaign to alert public sector staff. The agency told the UK newspaper The Times that 10,000 Britons have been targeted on LinkedIn by recruiters for the Chinese and Russian intelligence services.
2021年，英国国家保护安全局发起了链接前先思考活动，以提醒公共部门的工作人员。该机构告诉英国《泰晤士报》，10,000名英国人在领英上被中国和俄罗斯情报部门的招聘人员盯上。
In recent weeks, CSIS and other Canadian security agencies have detailed in public and to Parliament how they are cracking down on Chinese interference efforts in Canada.
最近几周 ，CSIS 和其他加拿大安全机构。在公开场合即向国会详细介绍了他们如何打击中共在加拿大的干预企图。
Last week, RCMP Commissioner Mike Duhamel told a House of Commons committee that more than 10,000 investigations into foreign interference are underway in Canada, adding that police stations allegedly operated by Beijing have been closed amid ongoing investigations. Duhamel said,Any matters that can be charged, any person that can be charged with the criminal code, we will do so.
上周，加拿大皇家骑警局长杜赫姆在国会作证时表示，加拿大正在进行100多项关于外国干涉的调查。在正在进行的调查中，有中共设立在加拿大的海外警察站已经被关闭。杜赫姆还说，任何可以被指控的事项。任何可以根据刑法被指控的人，我们都会这样做。
CSIS warned Canadians, be careful who you connect with on LinkedIn and other online platforms. Don't be a target of China's intelligence service online recruitment.
加拿大情报局警告说，小心你在领英和所有其他在线平台上联系的人， 不要成为中共情报部门的招募目标。
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhanson.com. That's rickhanson.com.
Welcome back to the Chinese show. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you James Gordon, and the song is called Angel Food Cake, and it's from the album titled The Heritage Hall Session, which is released in 2019. For more information, you can visit www.jamesgordon.ca. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rad Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 James Gordon 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Angel Food Cake。
On the mantle, a row of fine ebony elephants, a clock that has stopped at a quarter to four. As fond as I am of this faded elegance, the air tasted bitter when I came through the door. Through the holes in the curtain,Some sunlight shone through on that pale braided carpet, so weathered and worn. Speckled beams filled with dust stirred the gloom of that room. I see it different than you, 'cause this is where I was born. I see those Saturday nights when they'd roll up that rugAnd they tamarack her down on that hard pine floor. I hear this parlor piano, see them pass round a jug. But music and laughter's not heard anymore. Once love filled up this room, you could reach out and grab it, slice it up.Pass it round like mom's angel food cake. Now they're living on crumbs. They're just here on
spends his days in the barn, though it's empty and cold, just like the look that Mom always gives him when he loses his words, shows he's broken and old, like his big patched up parka, his pain's well lived in. Now they dance around each other where they once used to waltz, trying to stay out of each other's way. He thinks that she feels getting frail is his fault. He's as silent as that room where those tunes used to play. I found her in the kitchen, though she don't bake much these days. The doc says her shortbread is bad for their health. She sees me and says, how do things end this way? It's in her eyes what she wants. She can't wish it for herself. Love filled up this room. You could reach out and grab it, slice it up, pass it round like Mom's angel food cake. Now they're living on crumbs. They're just here out of habit. If you could see them today, oh my heart.
I'll bring you a music piece by Jane Bonnet and Makik, and it's called Sky High, which is from the album titled On Firm Ground, released in 2019. And by the way, Makik is composed of six female musicians and made by Jane Bonnet, is a very famous jazz icon, and she has won 5 Juno Awards and 3 Grammy nominations. 接下来呢，要推荐给大家的是来自 Jane Bonnet 和 Makik 演唱的歌曲，演奏的乐曲名字叫做 Sky High。 last music piece of today's music segment of the Chinese show. And it's a song vocal by Pan Anbang and Cai Qing. And it's called Pan Yu Ji, which means hope. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to the Chinese show and wish you a great and happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon. 今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自潘安邦和蔡琴演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《盼雨季》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快、开心的周末。我们下个星期再在空中相会。